from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
See, that's why I need you, Jeffrey.
It's the guy that played there. He was on staff, and he gave like the awkward at Big Ten Media Days. He gave like the awkward, like not prepared speech. Deshaun Foster.
Oh yeah. I'd forgotten. I was pointing.
No, that's the thing that's going on. This whole thing is like I'm going to look up, and I think the stat Cobb had it, and I think there's been even more. Something like 66% of Power 5 quarterbacks are going to be transfers this year. And I know I'm going to look up like, oh, that's where that guy went.
Right. And like you were, like, look at DJ
Uiagalelei.
Yeah. I mean, like, I wasn't overly impressed with him at Clemson. He did good things for Oregon State, but I think that was a whole program change, yes, not just him. And I was like, okay, I don't know that this is going to be like Florida State's perfect fit, and you just don't know how it's going to translate. And obviously Georgia Tech goes out and beats them in Ireland, and you know, there's how bad is New Mexico to be a 2-touchdown underdog to an FCS school? So I was like, well, what's going on here?
Well, not only that, then they had at least a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter, and they gave up like 21 points in 10 minutes. Right. Like, oh, that's what bad teams do.
Yeah, that's how that rolls. So yeah, I was listening to some stuff about Florida, and I'm like, why is Miami like not?
I know it's a trap.
It's the crazy thing when you get out of doing talk shows, where at this time of year I was just studying all this stuff. I'm now studying, you know, exit velocity for my son's baseball swing more than I am anything else. So I'll probably throw some darts at the wall here. I got to put my picks in by midnight tonight, and it's a fun group that we do that with. But yeah, I don't know. I was probably going to call you after your show and pick your brain. How did your call go, by the way?
So we had some Wi-Fi problems in Bartlett. So apparently starting in like it was apparently spotty throughout the broadcast. And then the fourth quarter, I was calling the game by my cell phone.
Okay. Yeah.
And
I was wondering
I got to see something I'd never seen before.
What was that?
We let a young man run for 335 yards. One guy.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
I've seen that. I don't know that I've called it. I've seen it, though.
The previous high we had ever given up was 261, and so he smashed it by like 75 yards.
Well, if you're going to break it, you might as well break it.
Might as well break it. Yeah, so
I tried to listen. It's the thing that gets me now is a lot of newer vehicles don't have AM radio.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm like,
we're not on the alternate, whatever, the B, you know, when you flip to HD2.
Yeah, I don't know, but I was trying, so I hope it went well. And I wish you all the best with that.
It was one of those broadcasts, and like you don't, because this isn't really something you have to experience anymore. But I know that you've done it when we're coming up. But like the connection, we couldn't get the connection until like basically 2 minutes before we were supposed to go to air.
Right,
and I'm a guy that usually gets there pretty early. And so I've been spending like an hour and a half kind of like panicking, trying to figure out workarounds, whatnot. Yeah. And so, we immediately, once I get the connection, it's like basically go to air. And it's like you, all the prep stuff that you've done, it's just like it just never got off. It never got off to the right foot.
I know we're over time, so I'll make it as quick as I can. That has happened a couple times in NBA arenas where there's some connection problem with the Wi-Fi, but generally it gets fixed. But I once called a game for the Memphis Explorers. The
AF2 team.
Yeah, it's because the hockey announcer also did the indoor football, but the hockey team was in the playoffs. So they said, hey, do you want to go to Louisville and do this game? I said, sure. So I ride out to Louisville on the bus with the team, and it was fun. We had a great time. And I climb all the way to the top of Freedom Hall. They hadn't opened the new Yum Center or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I get up there. Well, because Louisville basketball was out for the summer, they turned off all the phone lines.
Mm.
So we got up there, and I started plugging in. I'm like, I don't have a phone line. So they're trying to turn it on. They're like, okay, it's not going to get turned on, but there's a phone in one of the suites, but we got to get down there. So I was like calling it on the phone. I said, all right, take a break. I literally sprint from the top down to like the top of the first level, which was not a short run. I'm out of breath. I get there. They've got a phone in there. I pick up the phone. I'm out of breath, and they're like, all right, go. And I'm like, I can't speak. Like, I just ran more than I've run in like 2 months. And so I finally got on the air. Turns out they put me in the Budweiser suite, and the refrigerator was open. So halftime, mm-hmm. there may have been a libation or two consumed to calm the nerves.
Fortunately, they don't apparently have those on high school campuses.
No, they don't. I definitely need a lot of the suites in high school stadiums, but I get your pain there, brother. It's one of those memories throughout your career you'll go back and look at and go, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. All right, we appreciate it, buddy.
Have a great weekend, guys.
That is Eric Hasseltine of the Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network. When we come back, we get into the list. We got the new SEC on ABC theme song. Penny has come up with an all-time starting five of NBA players. We'll talk about that and more when we come back right here on Jeff Rett and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The University of Memphis will open up their 2024 football season Saturday evening. Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. We'll get his thoughts on that and more. But before we do that, let's get into the list.
Jeffrey and company make a list of the biggest stories, both good and bad, that we need to talk about. This is The List.
You just made the list!
Presented by Birdies 901, Memphis's place for virtual golf. The List on 92.9.
Penny Hardaway.
You just made the list!
Yeah, so this was, I saw it as like a video on I think he like went back to Facebook, and so Penny was doing a stand-up thing with GQ Sports, but it didn't seem like it was like a full interview. It was just like kind of like a stand-up one-off, and the question was asked, all-time starting five, and you know, it's one of these Facebook short videos that you see time to time, and here's who Penny came up with. I'll say myself, Shaq, MJ, Bron, and Kobe. Here's the question, Kev.
All right, what is it?
Out of bounds to put yourself in the list.
Oh, well, he just made the list, and he made this. I don't know. Like, it's still, I think you shouldn't put yourself on the list.
But I guess
you can't. And especially if you're Penny, I don't think you can put yourself. I mean, he did.
Here's the thing.
He's not on the list.
Here's the thing. I think in general you shouldn't. But if I ask LeBron, shouldn't he put himself on the list? Like, I think the problem.
Okay. Well, you can vote for yourself. So if you were running for president, Jeffrey, you would vote for yourself, right? You would. So,
I mean, I'm in a state that doesn't matter.
Right.
Although it matters what party I am.
But I'm saying you can vote for yourself for president if you were running for president. So you're going to vote for yourself. So if you're an NBA great and they're asking who the best five. Is it the best five? What's the wording of the
list?
It's
the all-time starting five.
All-time starting five. So yeah, who would you. So not necessarily the best, but here's the five I would put on the court at the same time. But practically the best is what you would want to do. You know, he's eligible. He's eligible. So why not? But I would think it would, the average person, how long would it take for them to put Penny on that? And no offense to Penny, he was out. He was just an amazing NBA player, a gold medalist, all-star, all of that stuff. But the longevity, you know.
Well, I think that's kind of the problem is, A, you are correct in that the question is open-ended enough that you can do it. But to me, the problem is, when your career is your career, it becomes tougher to justify. And with Penny, you can always do the, had he not gotten hurt, or had he done a different surgery than the, I think it was the microfracture. Like, basically, the type of surgery he had, they don't do anymore, and it completely derails his career.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a trajectory, though, that makes him clearly like a top 50 player all of time. But to me, there's like a key difference. I think the other problem is he's putting himself at point guard. And because essentially what he was doing was like him at the one, Jordan and Kobe as the wings, LeBron is his four, Shaq is his five. It's one of those ones where I'm weirdly more cool if you ask like a current player, because then you can sit there and go, well, he believes in himself. But it's almost like when your career is what your career is.
Well, if you're taking the player, if you're taking, because I this is a different question than the greatest of all time.
Correct.
Question, because it is, so you're taking the player at their peak, at their greatness, and you put them on this, you're taking them from, you know, not all from the same time, because at the same time, these five would obviously, if it was whatever day, it would not sync properly. But from their peak, their best contributions as a player, this would be an awesome team. This is a great all-star lineup. But, of course, we saw Penny and Shaq together without the other three, and they couldn't win the NBA Finals. But
yeah. And they were still young at the time.
Who's like, coaching this team, I want to know. That's what I want to ask.
Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, here's the other problem, though. All right, let's say it is a peak value question. Because I'm fine. If you want to say,
because he can't be greatest of all time, because Penny's not. Because
right.
You could put him on the Tigers list and that. But like he had, but was he, when he was great? Was, you know, that period of time where he was great, deserving.
Right, and so the problem is, if you say peak of his powers, and so we're giving every benefit of the doubt, saying, okay, his career went a certain way, but that was because of injuries.
Right.
I still think the bigger problem is, would you take him over Magic Johnson? Like, let's say you're going big point guard. Would you put him over Magic Johnson?
Well,
because I'm saying no.
Right. I mean,
would you put him over Steph Curry?
That's a tough one there. That's tough. And what game are they playing? What, you know, what style of player are we getting out of this? So Magic. It's these are all these different eras, and that's just
right. That's the other problem. It's starting. This is the era issue. But yeah. I think the problem is, even if you said peak of his powers and you're putting him at point guard, I still think he's behind a lot of guys. Like, you can still be...
Sure,
like, to
right,
me, it's
right,
like,
yeah.
I'm still...
I see what you're saying, yeah.
I'm still putting him definitely behind Magic. I'm putting him behind Curry.
But if you could have the conversation, then, you know, he can be picked. We're picking.
Like, to me, he falls into the category... If you're going to say peak value, he falls into the category of, like, Chris Paul, Steve Nash, Stockton. And he's a different player because he's longer and whatnot. I mean... One thing that's obvious about this team is, like, that is a very long team that defensively could be extremely difficult to score on. But I don't know. I just feel like it's a throwaway summer content. Who really cares? Like, I do acknowledge that. But, like, it is another one that's, like...
Well, because when you do a Mount Rushmore conversation, and I love those, but those are all time. Right, those
Correct.
Are like all time great, and it does. You have to, so much criteria of longevity.
Well, and it's
yada,
regardless
yada, yada.
Of position.
But basketball, more than any other like sport, you can really be like, well, who are the five that you would bring out?
Right,
and so he trusts himself enough, I guess, to be on his on that team.
I guess the
or
way
maybe
that,
he wants to lead that team.
I guess the way that
he's picking himself for that team. He's like, oh man, how cool would it be? I got to be on that team.
I don't know. It just feels like it's like another. It's another unnecessary thing that opens yourself up to criticism. But the other way that I'd look at it is, okay, if we poll 100 people, he might be the only person that gets a vote for Penny Hardaway.
That is true. And that's 100 people. Yeah.
Then they can't be like, connected to Penny.
If they were not Tiger fans or...
Connected to Penny.
Or OG or Orlando Magic fans. Then
right.
Yeah.
And like, again, let me clearly state, who cares? And also, this is like the classic... we can't even determine like what where the clip comes from. Like, it's...
What is this team? This is the team he's picking to play against the five that you're going to pick. So who do you have five that you would pick to go against them? I mean, obviously, you got the point guard situation.
So I'm taking Steph. I'm probably, like, this is kind of the other thing. It's like, okay, peak Shaq doesn't really get enough credit for being completely and utterly unstoppable. Like, it's almost like, because he was such a physical freak, like, we didn't even pay attention. Like, the guy was putting up, like, 40 and 25 in a playoffs. Like, so the question for me is, like, do you, instead of trying to find someone that could potentially guard Shaq, do you just concede, all right, you're not stopping Shaq, and do you throw someone in like Giannis where, okay, maybe you're not stopping Shaq, but maybe you give Shaq something that's awkward for him to defend? What do you do with, like, Tim Duncan? What do you do with Bird? What do you do with Kareem? Like, I think... If you made me do it, it's like...
If we're doing one game, and they're at the peak...
Because the one thing that team was not elite at was shooting. The team was more volume scores. So it's like, give me Curry. It's almost like maybe, do you zig when they zag? It's like, do you think about Curry, Giannis, Duncan, Wilt, or not Wilt, beg your pardon, Kareem... or maybe bump out Giannis and go Kareem, Duncan, Steph, maybe like Durant, like give me some like elite shooters and like you kind of make the game awkward on them. And then, you know, maybe take someone like Kawhi, if it's peak of his powers to defend, like maybe you do something like that. I mean, it's the ultimate basketball hypothetical.
Do we have to have somebody ask this to Ja at Media Day? Who is your starting five? And get Ja. Would Ja put himself in it? That's the other question. Do you think Ja is going to put himself in it? Because you need to. I want you thinking that way.
It is the weird thing where it's like if you're a current player, I like you thinking more than if you're a former.
I personally don't say you should have that perspective. I mean,
I personally don't love the question because it's designed to get the internet going. Like it's that example. All right, let's go with the SEC on ABC.
You just made the list.
/ ESPN / the family of networks. All right, Kevin, Dennis has got the song queued up. You ready to go?
All right, I'm ready for it.
You ready? Because I think it goes on for a minute and a half, but that's basically it. All right.
I've got to listen to the whole thing before I put down my judgment.
But, I mean, you know, you're only going to hear the bumper.
I know.
All right. So, if I'm doing this from memory. Yeah. This is like an old ESPN or college football and ESPN song. Like, this is like from the 90s that they've kind of redone. Here's the biggest problem that I have with it. It sounds like a karaoke version of a song that might be good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it sounds like the you don't have the rights to it version. It also sounds like it's almost like a little too, like, AI, like, computer-y, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like that was recorded live anywhere. Like, that feels like it was made on a MacBook.
Right. It's I gotta say it's disappointing. I've been looking forward to this all show. I think it could, okay. The visuals, you know, and the feel of, you know, the fall air,
yeah,
and the visual of the game and not, you know, listening to, you know, off being off work and drinking, will it be able to rally those emotions that it should?
Probably
maybe.
Not.
Cut up, but it doesn't feel like it. Because, I mean, you're right, it does feel like a lot like, is this like a fictional news show,
right?
Would have
like it
this.
Sounds like if like you're like you could tell me the newsroom, like that was
right.
Whatever Jeff Daniels' news channel program was like.
It started strong like that, but then there were some moments I was like, maybe depending on how they're cutting this thing up. But no, I mean it's not. I mean, I don't want to say. I'll say it because I miss it. I do miss it. I want my SEC on CBS.
And the problem
that music worked for me.
And the problem is, as every blowhard points out, like, it's not the SEC on CBS. It's CBS's college football song. This just feels like, and I've seen online from some people I trust that it was not an ESPN decision. It was actually more of that's what the SEC wanted. But I don't know. Like, my deal is, if you're not going to have, like, the iconic, like, let's be real, the SEC on CBS song.
Right.
Don't you at least need to have, like, some marching snare drums in there? Like, the classic gimmicky, like, oh, it's college football. Like, put the marching drums in there. Like, don't you at least need that? That just sounds like it was, like, made in GarageBand.
It's not great. I want to see it in execution, though, to officially say I hate it. I don't think it'd be iconic, but the great thing about it is they can change it. And historically, we've seen ESPN, especially ever since they've had the rights to Monday Night Football,
yeah,
like decide they want a different song for something all the time.
I think it is fair to say, like, I'll also say this, I don't hate it because there's really nothing to hate. It's too generic to, like, straight up hate. Like, it's somewhere between, like, more intense, like, elevator music or hold music. Like, it's meant to just kind of be a nothing burger.
It's just there. I mean, you're not watching the games for the referees. You're not watching the games for the bumper music.
Right.
But
there is the thing of, if you have a good one,
it can give you the feels.
Exactly.
You want those chill bumps. You hear that music, you know it's time.
Like, when you hear the CBS college football song, like, you think big game college football.
Yes. And it's also, I mean, Fox Sports, their Sports Center, there's ways to do it.
Right, like Sports Center has updated the jingle, but it always has da-na-na, na-na-na.
Right. So there's ways to do it and make it get you, you know what's happening. Your brain, something triggers your brain.
It's safe to say to me that there's nothing about that song that's going to be iconic.
Can they just hear the start of it again? Are we able to do
that? Go ahead. Do you still have it up, Dennis? Like, even the strings feel like they're not real strings. They're strings on a right. on a keyboard.
And it needs to... I like the slow start, but it needs to pick up faster. And it just never does. It never has the emphatic moment.
They're trying to do the dun dun na 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 na, which was their older.
Does older
the
ESPN?
Electric guitar? Yeah, the older. And then there's like a random electric guitar layered underneath there.
We'll see. I will see it. I want to see it layered with some games, but it doesn't. It doesn't seem to be as large as it should be.
It doesn't.
I know that's hard.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't.
I have no feelings from that.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a. We'll see. This is the weekend. We're going to say we'll find out.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out.
We get to hear it tonight.
ABC.
Tonight is like the. Or is it ABC?
Oh, that's a good question.
Do we get to hear for the Arkansas game?
I wonder if ESPNU will have it.
For Arkansas tonight.
And I'm not sure if the SEC Network's going to have it either.
It's going to be so catchy. Bobby Petrino will be listening to it on his motorcycle.
I can guarantee you when. Well, maybe not. I don't know if it's a. We'll at least hear it when. Miami goes to Florida. I don't know if we'll hear it when Georgia. I think Georgia's been designated the home team, but I'm not positive if it's 100% an SEC on ESPN or whatever, the SEC on ABC.
But I'm glad. Hey, one thing I'm positive. Branded. I'm glad to see ESPN trying to shake up the music a little bit because I honestly their regular college football song is not one that I can hum either. So
yeah. The one of the playoff era is just a nothing burger. And then the real thing is, like, I mean, who's Fall Out Boy? Like, that was the other thing. Fall Out Boy went to NBC. So, like, the Big Ten won the Fall Out Boy college football war. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's welcome Jason Smith to the program. We'll do it next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Jason, do you think we are going to have the same national obsession with Deion this year?
I would say it's hard to be the phenomenon probably that it was last year right off the bat, because I mean, you had the initial success, the win over TCU, everybody jumped on people, you know, and but then we had how the rest of the season played out after what they finished with four wins. And so, you know, I think there are some people, you've described them as hashtag haters. I think others, maybe not so much hate, but have decided, you know what, this probably ain't going to work out. That there'll be, you know, there won't sort of still be the same level of excitement in terms of right out of the gate. Not saying that he can't, you know, maybe get that back if he wows us all. You know, if he, I'm like you, they can play spoiler in this conference, but I don't think they're going to contend for a title, which is going to further cap excitement. And so, no, I don't think it's going to match what it did last year. I mean, this is, you know, this was always going to be the deal for Deion, whether he was getting, you know, NFL prospects there or not, his own son, Travis Hunter. It was going to be, can you win at a place that historically has been tough to do, or would you be better off, you know, biding your time at Jackson State, remaining a king, and then going and taking your picture there, from there, you know, whether it's Florida State after Mike Norvell or something else where maybe your ties regionally, especially a place like Florida, help you out a little bit more. You know, we're seeing, and we saw how tough a job this is, and it certainly wasn't going to get done in terms of turnaround in 1 year, and I have my doubts about whether he'll be able to. So I said this when he took the gig, you know, hope this goes well for you, but I just see him having a tough time getting the job after this, the big one, flipping this into a job that's better, because this is as tough as it gets.
Did you have a problem with him taking Jackson State or leaving Jackson State for Colorado?
No, I just thought maybe, you know, I didn't know that Colorado was the best fit. It felt itchy to me. It felt like Deion was so eager to prove to the rest of the college football world that not only was he getting offers, but that, you know, he's ready to come up to the Division I, you know, the FBS level and kick some tail. But again, you're doing it at a place that historically has been tough to do so. Are you better waiting it out? Because I tell you, you're going to remain a king at Jackson State. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that shine on you is not going to wear off. That interest level in you is not going to wear off if you stay there. And so I always thought, no, I don't blame him for taking the job. I get it. You want to prove it. But I just thought in that perhaps hastiness to do so, perhaps you've made the wrong choice in terms of picks of gigs. That said, I don't fault him for taking it. And last year, I got just as swept up in it as anybody else. And, Jeffrey, I'd still tell you, even doubting him this season, I'm going to be watching him, mainly because they've got those two NFL prospects in his son and Travis. And so, yeah, I got my doubts on whether he's going to end up a success there. But I'm not one of those that's rooting against Deion. And if he surprises us all, I'll be one of those that's probably saying, hey, man, I hold up my hand. You've shut me up and showed me that you could, again, win at a place that that's a hard football job there.
I do wonder also, though, if Travis and Shador, the fact that, you know, you can't have them forever.
Correct.
I do wonder if that's the reason of, all right, well, Colorado's offering, let's go, because...
No, that's a fine point.
I mean, to me, I know he uses...
You want to cut your son, for sure. I mean, that more than anything else, definitely. Definitely, that. I mean, that's a fine point on Shador. And, you know, with his timeline, you had to go. There was no waiting. But, you know, could he have done it at Jackson State and, you know, stayed there, whatever else, perhaps? You know, he was already getting those looks. But I feel you on that timeline, getting them up to that level, what you can now do for them in terms of from a resource standpoint compared to what you could do for them at Jackson State. I can completely understand saying, hey, man, I want to take my guys and I want to take them now to a spot where we're going to have a little bit more. But again, I'd question if it was the right move career-wise. We'll see.
And it's one of those situations where, like, I also think the amount of money that the rest of his staff, I think that's a part of it too. Because, like, absolutely, you know, the staff basically gets, you know, their salaries tripled by going to Colorado. But
yep.
I do think
yep.
a big part of it is it's not impossible for Travis and Shador to get, you know, drafted in the first round from Jackson State. But it's a lot easier when they've had the success at, you know, going up against better competition where they don't just have the best roster. It's a lot easier to get drafted in the first round.
Oh, 100%. And I would say, I mean, you know, we've had our Steve McNairs that come out of Alcorn State and have made it, but those are typically few and far between. And so for all those reasons, I would agree with you, and particularly for Travis Hunter, who's a guy that, you know, whether he's going to be a cornerback in the league or a wide receiver, I suppose these days with these new deals, you know, wide receiver more lucrative. But I could make an argument for both sides, could make an argument that cornerback's a better pick for him. But back to that point, proving that you can do it against this level of talent as opposed to doing it at a Jackson State where you're going to be limited in terms of who you face, right? They can't. That's going to no doubt improve your stock. And so it's probably already cemented. I mean, gosh, with as many snaps as he played last year on both sides of the ball, he's probably cemented himself because of taking that step up. You know, the way he played last year, he's probably already done that. And yes, that's a result of, you know, I'm sure you raise your stock clearly when you move up a level and still dominate in the way that he did.
What's the right way to view this weekend for the Tigers?
You know, I think it's just, it's certainly running it up. I mean, I know, you know, some of us, you know, we may have our issues with that in the past or when you're talking about high school football, but here it matters. And I think here we are trying to, again, do everything you can to impress the selection committee at the end. So let's just say you and Boise State are looking, you've got the same record and we're going down. You want impressive scores. You want lopsided scores. And so for those reasons, I think you keep, you know, the majority of those guys, Seth Hennigan's, you keep them in there until that's the case. It's not a deal where, hey, you play Seth two quarters, you know, because we're up 30 to nothing and we're fine. No, you want to stretch that thing out to 60 to nothing, whatever it's going to be. I think a couple of years ago it was 59 to nothing. You want one of those outcomes because, again, that could end up, you know, those kinds of scores, that's what you want to leave on the committee's mind once you've hopefully won the AAC championship. And hopefully it's a no-brainer for Memphis. Boise State has failed in terms of, or they're a Mountain West champion that's got too many losses and you're not having to compare the two. But if they get to that point, what you want to have, and especially against this level of competition and against, you know, a lot of this schedule, and particularly the home schedule, is a bunch of blowouts. You don't want close ones. You want anything that could even be construed as close. And so I think winning this one handily is exactly what you want. But first and foremost, it's coming out of it with all my starters. It's Seth Hennigan and those guys not going down, because Lord knows what you can't afford is a situation like that where you're losing to Seth in a game like this. And so first and foremost, health. But then, yes, the blowout that you hope. And then, you know, hopefully it's a crowd that isn't just waiting to see what this Memphis football team is going to do. They're ready to come out off the bat and support this thing in this newly, you know, I shouldn't say newly renovated. We're newly demolished stadium is the better way to put that. Hopefully that, you know, that's sort of built in. Oh, this might be different. Won't, you know, the excitement of this season, what it could be, that's what it'll push people out there, and you won't have folks waiting and seeing it. So I mean, because at this point, this program deserves that sort of crowd. I'll be damned opponent. And here's the thing. It's not, you guys have talked about this. It is, I had a hard time picking myself. Like, what home game you circling? Is it UAB? Yeah. It's not a sexy home schedule, but if they do what they're supposed to do, win these games on Saturday, handle it like they're supposed to do, the crowd ain't going to care who you're playing. They're going to get caught up in the, you know, the fact that you've got a shot at not just the American, but the college football playoff, and they will, you know, fill it up, I think, to that degree. And so I'm just hopeful they get a good crowd, good day, keep the health, and give me the blowout. I'll hit all those, check all those boxes, and I think you got a good deal on Saturday.
I'll be watching until the Tigers are up. When they're up 60 is when I might. They got to get to 60.
No, what is John's number? 61.5?
Is he 61.5?
Yeah. So they got to get to 62, right?
Oh, come on, just got to be 60. It's just
John took the over. John took the over. So technically, if UCA scores a little bit too, but it's the strongest John's felt about a college football bet in a very long time, I feel like, right, Jason?
Very, very. I mean, I would say that's very true. Usually, he leaves that up to you, and you know, tries to go the NFL route because college football has been so frustrating for him in the past, and so there ain't no question about that. That's the other point y'all talked about it. You want them 60 because this is a top 10 offense going into the season, according to SP Plus. I will say, and no, you won't be able to judge it wholly or completely even come close to that, but eyes will be on a defense that clearly, if there's one side of the ball that's facing the most pressure this year, it's that defensive side that was so bad last year. Yes, vastly improved under an interim defense coordinator at the time, and Jordan Hankins in the Liberty Bowl against Iowa State. But, I mean, that is the key to the season. You know, Chandler Martin said, yeah, we're in the coming out of the dark this year. They got slogans, they got everything. What they know is they've got to step up in a way that at least gets it back to some level of respectability so you can complement this offense in a way that's, you know, certainly good enough to win the AAC. And so, yeah, I mean, yes, it'll be against an FCS team, but that defense getting stops and getting off the field and, you know, trying to, you know, and creating some pressure, especially against the lower tier opponent, you'd like to see that as well.
What game are you looking forward to the most this weekend?
I mean, there's two of them. Georgia-Clemson, just to see if old Dabo's going to back it up.
Yeah.
I'm developing my guys. The way I put it was to see him make some news other than for just, you know, running his mouth right now, whether it's about transfer portal or saying he ain't going to take any more calls on the coach's show. Let's see this Clemson football team go out there and make some, you know, news on the football field again. I'd like to see that. But I think because it feels like, and Jeffrey, you can tell me if I'm off on my theory here, but Brett liked it, Brett McMurphy. I mean, this is essentially a playoff game at Texas A&M for Notre Dame. I mean, that's why I'm interested in that one. When you look at the rest of the schedule with what Florida State could end up being, perhaps not the top 10 team we thought coming into the season, but maybe a team that's, you know, second or third in the ACC. Well, that game for Notre Dame ain't going to mean a damn thing. I think the other one on there, Georgia Tech, sure, they could be better, but right now you're not talking about, you know, a win over them impressing the selection and committee. To go into Texas A&M and get this win against a coach that knows your quarterback better than anybody, this is one it feels like that Notre Dame, who doesn't have the benefit of a conference championship, you can't win that. This feels like a must get for them if they're going to be in the hunt at the end. No, they can't get any higher than 5, but if they don't win this one, that's why I'm calling it essentially a playoff game here, week 1 for them. If they don't win this one, there's a good chance with the rest of that schedule they can't get back in, that they wouldn't be able to do enough to impress a selection committee.
So I still think I'd have to see 10-2 Notre Dame get left out to believe it.
Sure.
What I do think is fair is if they don't get this one, they better go 11-1. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
you better run the table if you don't get this one. I mean, it's still going to matter like how the rest of the season plays out. But now the problem is, as you point out, okay, well, is that Florida State game going to still be 100%. What we think? I mean,
not what we thought.
What is USC? I mean, they just don't have many opportunities. We're talking Northern Illinois, Purdue, Miami of Ohio, Louisville, Stanford, Georgia Tech, Navy, UVA, Army, SC. It's like. You only have really 3 opportunities for a resume game, and if you lose one of them, it's like, are you really going to get in? You basically had a 3-game schedule. Are you going to get in by only winning one of them?
100%. And that's because of the stakes I think for that one, and then knowing to your point how much, you know, even if they've got, you know, a two-loss Notre Dame team, the committee's going to want them in. I think because of the stakes there, that one, I mean, and then Georgia, Clemson, just seeing who comes out of that one. Those are the two for me.
It's because Notre Dame, like, they're that team that's like, they always have been in great position, right? They're not in line with the conference. They're in a great spot.
They got the best of both worlds.
But they come into this new playoff system, and it's not to their advantage. And the Tigers have always been in an awful spot, and they come into the playoff situation. And it's a great spot to be in for the Tigers.
I will say, on the Notre Dame thing, though, and Saban brought up this point, though, and I guess I did kind of phrase this, well, you know, you don't get that conference championship. What you do have is a bye.
Yep. You know, you don't have to play that game.
And that's what Saban pointed out. Like, you know, if they're where they're supposed to be, or if they're where they can, you know, that's essentially a bye for them. And so, and in a way, that's, you know, that's, you're talking about that point of the season with where health could be at that point of the season. You know, you could chalk that up as actual pro for them, the fact that they'll have that bye, because it's only supposed to be for the top four teams.
All right, Jason, we appreciate it, buddy.
Y'all take care.
All right, when we come back, we'll update you on what Jeffrey Wright and company will be starting next week. We'll be telling the story of how we're going to be telling the stories. We'll do that next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Kevin, for today's Tell Your Story, we're going to tell our own story. Here's what the future of Jeffrey Wright and Company is. Rather than having guests for the whole week, for the month of September, what we're going to do is we're going to have guests on individual days. So it's going to look as follows. We will be off Monday for Labor Day, just like everybody. But Mondays are going to be with Coach Hurd. We're going to have Norton here on Mondays. Tuesdays and Fridays are going to be with Tim Murray. So we'll be doing Football Friday with Tim, also talking all football during the football season with him on Tuesdays, just like always. Wednesdays are going to be with Kevin.
That's me.
Thursdays are going to be with Cobb. And as mentioned, Fridays will be with Tim Murray. So that's what we got going forward. Rather than having a guest for the whole week, let's get some days for each guys, and we're going to go roll with it that way. So I'm very excited about it. This was honestly Kevin's idea, and I'm great for it. I think this is going to work out nicely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
media
to Wednesday.
Expert, media consultant Kevin Cerita.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, free consulting.
It's free consulting. So that's what we got coming up when we get back into September. Want to thank Eric Hastein, Jason Smith for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales to service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300 horsepower engine or the available 375 horsepower twin turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement, and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners, so they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
Hey, football fans, it's Brian Baldinger with the Journey to Kickoff, presented by Hyundai. Detroit has a lot to be happy about, coming off the best season in over 30 years, but still has room to grow as they work to become title contenders. Their arsenal of young talent has another year of experience under their belts, and they will look to cement their place as the top playmakers at their respective positions. We all know the city of Detroit will be fully behind this team as they try to repeat as division winners. Journey to Kickoff is brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.